This is Dispatch of the New Evening World News, reporting from a lifeboat adrift in the Ionian Sea. The elegant cruise ship, the Aphrodite, has escaped the towering terrorist metal machine known as the Pirate Crab, which has now vanished beneath the waves in what appears to be its submersible capacity. The extent of the damage suffered by the Aphrodite is unknown to this reporter, as I am with my fellow escapees, heading toward an unidentified island surrounded by a veil of mist. My traveling companions include the recently famous Dr. Angela Jekyll and her very agreeable and recovering husband, along with their posh, attractive maid. We witnessed the defeat of the pirate crab at the hands of two beautiful and extremely powerful women who tore the large claws off the menacing invader and forced its commander, Capitan Xerxes Adelgundortmunder, to withdraw. Dr. Jekyll, do you have any comment on that spectacular display?
I thought it was very impressive and heartwarming. To know that two very strong and independent women can work together to defeat such an aggressive evil.
Thank you, Dr. Jekyll. Any comment from your husband? Ah, yes, he is a shy one, but undeniably comfortable in his robe and silk pajamas. And what about you, miss? Do you care to comment on recent events?
No. Comment. Thank you.
Well, this reporter is hoping to bring you more updates on these two mysterious new heroines and their continuing adventures. So stay tuned. This is Dispatch for the New Evening World News. Signing off.
Must you make your ridiculous reports every time we're facing a life or death crisis, Spatch? What's her name, Captain Dortmunder, could be lurking beneath us right now. And if she attacks again, the first thing you'll do is go for your wretched microphone.
I am just doing my job as a journalist, Miss Lavish. I'm sure you can understand that.
If you ever stick that thing in my face again, I will break it off. I told you not to mention me. You know that I'm wanted by the authorities.
I didn't say your name, sugar. But you gotta give me something.
Posh, attractive maid. Laid on pretty thick, don't you, Spatch? And that's certainly the first time I have ever heard my monster described as beautiful.
Some folks are unnerved by powerful women, Miss Lavish. I am usually encouraged by them. That impressive force of nature that's inside you, well, she makes me reconsider my understanding of you as a person, in a good way.
What that force of nature represents is a total loss of control, much like my life as a whole, for the foreseeable future.
Now, I know you aren't nearly as susceptible to burning in the sun like Dr. Jekyll and myself, but why don't you put on your hat, Miss Lavish? Here. Bless your heart. Sitting directly in the sun for too long can make anyone disagreeable. Besides, it's a perfect match for your exotic outfit. My, my. Now see there? Absolutely striking. It's obvious who is the former model in this lifeboat.
As much as I enjoy stealing from Lola Hyde's priceless wardrobe, I feel absurd in this gaudy attire while we sit here, marooned at sea.
Well, I know that I would be lost without my new wide-brimmed hat in this sun. And Dr. Jekyll's jaunty couture is even providing some privacy for her and her husband. Oh, but would you just look at those two lovebirds, snuggling over there. They are the perfect picture of an adorably happy couple.
I suppose you're right. As long as she doesn't trigger Lola Hyde with any canoodling. I've had enough of this dawdling. Even if the pirate crab isn't coming back, we should make for that island. I am done with sitting around like this. If the newlyweds are too tired, then, Spatch, you shall help me row. You can alert the masses about it later.
Captain Lavish. Ready when you are.
Stroke. Deeper than that, Spatch. Stroke. More like me, see? Now stroke. Put your back into it, Spatch. Stroke. There. That's more like it. Stroke.
Waterfall in the distance. It looks like it might be a water feature built into the ruins. I mean, they are ruins, aren't they? The structures appear so ancient, but they also seem to be fully intact. We should explore. They might be inhabited after all.
Angela, when did you become such a giddy thrill seeker? Don't you realize the possible dangers all around us? You must give me a moment. My arms have gone numb from all that rowing. Oh, I'm so sore.
You were an inspirational captain, Miss Lavish. I look forward to serving under you again sometime. While you rest, perhaps we could record an in-depth autobiographical narrative that we can utilize to fully vindicate you from your monstrous reputation. We could turn tide of public opinion if the masses got to know the real you.
Stuff it, Spatch. Angela, don't go so far ahead. We have no idea.
Oh, beloved, I didn't expect you to hold me up like this. No, I don't mind. It's exactly what I needed. I miss your support. Your hands on me. No, it was nothing. I liked rowing. And I had to do something. Spatch is driving me crazy, calling me a common maid. And you have Angela. I'm just not used to being shoved aside like this. I miss you. What am I to do? Angela shouldn't trust me. I like her too much. I barely trust myself. I have nowhere to go. All I know is I want to stay with you.
Deborah, are you all right?
I didn't realize you were overcome.
I'm fine, Angela.
Your husband was just helping me. You know how supportive he is. I certainly do. I wanted to tell you all that I've discovered an entrance up ahead. It's very welcoming. I'm almost positive we'll find people there. Come on, everyone.
Well then, lead the way, Dr. Jekyll. I am certain that whoever we may meet will be most impressed by your fashionable entourage.
See? This way. Beyond those hanging gardens and through that antique archway, I see lights and water fountains. And such an alluring, sweet scent in the air. And like honeysuckle. Wait, I hear music. Angela, slow down. We have no idea what we're walking into.
Land sakes! It looks like we've stumbled into a party. Miss Lavish, you should feel right at home. I know you've crashed a party or two. Shut up, Spatch.
Oh my. Look at all the people inside the courtyard. They're all
naked as jaybirds. And enjoying themselves to the fullest.
Heads up. We've been noticed. One of them is disengaged from copulating in that mass of bodies. And here she comes. Hi, new people. I'm Alexandra. Call me Alex. Welcome to Ojigia. Feel free to join the party. We're all friends here. Come be free with us. And there's food and wine, like whatever you want, for as long as you want. This party literally never ends. So, where and when do you hail from?
My friends and I have just arrived from the Aphrodite. And, pardon me, did you ask when we hailed from?
Aphrodite? Oh, then you are most definitely our guest of honor. Please come right this way. Hey, everybody. These are new people sent from Aphrodite. And a good ratio for us, too. We have received two very pretty ladies. And also a little cute one holding on to a rather impressive specimen. Well, hello there, sailor. Praise the goddess, am I right?
Excuse me, Miss... Alex, did you say? Is this an orgy? You are so friggin' adorable.
Yeah, babe. We are a never-ending orgy. This is Orgy Island, where everyone can fuck and fuck and fuck. Like, forever. And I can tell that you all need to loosen up. You're way too uptight for this place. Lipso would not like that. If you want to be immortal like us, then you gotta relax like us. Take deep breaths. Like this. Come on, you gotta feel this.
I do declare, I am feeling a touch lightheaded. What is that sweet scent? I suspect it must be those strange, exotic plants all around the courtyard. They seem to be having an intoxicating effect. Ah, my head is spinning. Sorry, darling. Could you hold me steady for a moment? Alex, whatever your name is, do you mean to tell us that everyone here in this orgy is immortal?
Crazy, right? I mean, it used to blow my mind. But now, I'm just so busy getting off that I don't even think about it anymore. Look, if you don't want to partake, to each their own, I guess. But I want to get back to it, if you don't mind. Otherwise, I'm like, you know, missing out. You understand that, right?
You are incredibly hot, by the way. I think we should leave this place. Something's not right. It feels like a trap. I must agree with Miss Lavish. We should return to the beach and clear our heads. But I am struggling against an overwhelming urge to disrobe and get frisky. Forgive me. I can't help myself. When I rubbed up against my husband, I could tell he needs me. Needs me to come. He needs his Lola. He needs me. Yes. Yes.
Angela, no. Not now.
It's too late, Debbie. I'm home.